Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wednesday afternoon, Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook, WCCO. Adam, can you just reiterate your lead story and what we know at this point? And just kind of reset it, kind of where we're headed with the story, where at least where we're at right now.
Mounds View, large police presence up there. There was, they've kind of, many have cleared the scene, but the BCA is now investigating what they call a use of force incident. Got a reporter up there, reporters up there saying that apparently witnesses heard some gunshots. They say there was a man, or a suspect rather, possibly walking in the street, firing at a vehicle, which is a sheriff's vehicle. Unmarked SUV, and then that vehicle rammed the suspect apparently into the fence of a home, a fence surrounding the yard of a home, knocking the fence down. That's all we know at this point.
Okay. All right. And obviously you and the rest of the news team will be checking on that. Let's try to get to a number of these stories somewhat quickly. Many of these stories we get to longer time, and maybe we will the next couple days. I am not one who believes that the cure to many of our economic woes is just to tax, tax, and tax. I thought they were parts of the Trump tax cuts, which made sense, but in the end, it still was too heavy towards the wealthy. The changes in parts of it to try to modernize our tax structure. Let's do something. Let's get something done. It was the fraudulence to me of Donald Trump, and I'm with you, blue-collar Americans, when you look at where the amount of money was based, who it benefited. So do I think the uber-wealthy should be taxed at a higher rate, and we have to close these areas up when these giant corporations are not paying a penny? Hell yes. And I'm sick of hearing about it. Get it done. And there's some reports where the Biden administration may back away from some of that. Is that just because they want that giant money themselves? So I'm not just a tax, tax, tax guy. But I look at this again, this story, and we see a version of this story every couple months, and it's just heartbreaking. And it just talks about the incredible economic disparity we have in this country from folks who have continued to have success during the pandemic and others who have been devastated. It's another one of these paycheck to paycheck stories. Recent study found that 63%, take that in, we're just short of 2 out of 3. They are still struggling to break out of a paycheck to paycheck financial cycle. It's better for rural workers, but it's still 4 out of 10. 39% are dependent upon the next paycheck to keep them off the streets. I get, Dan and Adam, that we are a capitalist society. We have 330 million people, and we cannot make it perfect for everyone out there. With their health, with their finances, with their happiness, with their addiction issues. But it is shameful and flawed at an epic level that we see these stories. And by the way, if you think all of this has changed just because of the pandemic, no. It's worse. But Dan, I could do what Adam could do. We could go back pre-pandemic and the numbers are still very, very high on paycheck to paycheck. And again, I don't want limits on capitalists. I see some of the tax rates proposed, let's say like in New York, where you count all the tax rates and it's over 60%. No, I'm not one of them. For the uber wealthy and taxing them at a higher rate, when we're talking billions and billions and billions of dollars, yes. But what again is wrong with the structure? And we talk about this a lot, about the number of jobs available and then the number of people who are looking for work and how that doesn't match up and how the extra $300 a week, that's now gone. And we look at Republican ideas, which have been tried, ideas from Democrats, which can be very, very different or not that far apart. But what does it say about our country, which has an endless list of great qualities about it, Adam, where we can take two out of every three people if we brought everybody together who is of an age and say one out of the three of you doesn't have to worry about if their next paycheck goes bye-bye or their next healthcare crisis goes bye-bye or comes up. We see this before. We talked about before. It's still gut-wrenching and soul-crushing to folks who have to live this way constantly, and we just don't get better at it. So I want you to solve it. Can you do that?
Yeah, that's what, asking me to solve it? I have no idea.
You've got 3 minutes. Go.
Yeah. No, it's just, you know, up until recently, I lived paycheck to paycheck. The expenses you need as a human being, especially if you have kids, for some reason, the job that at least I have made it very difficult to me to save any money at all. And part of it, could I have been better saving money? Of course. But to think that, you know, I was just spending everything that I earned without much thought, that's also false. But I don't know. That's like the only life I'd ever known until recently. So,
yeah.
Short of, you know, paying people more, I don't think there's many, you know, I think a lot of older generations especially kind of look at younger generations. Well, you spend too much money. You got to save. Well, you know, that's easy to say, but there's also things that we need, and to think that salaries and wages have risen along with inflation and the cost of living, that is a complete BS. I've been working at the same job for 20 years. I don't think it's ever been the same. That we're what the rate of pay has even been close to what the rate of inflation is. I don't think that's even been close ever. So it should be no surprise that many, many Americans are living this way.
Not only is it not close, Adam, it's falling. We're falling further behind. We're going in the wrong direction. Yep. And the fact of the matter is, this is a problem that's solvable. It really is. It's not. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's solvable. Well, here's my evidence.
It should be.
Here's my evidence for it.
We're not close to solving it.
Here's my evidence for it. Last year,
yep,
poverty dropped to the lowest level in this country that it's ever been at.
Right.
That's since we measured it. Why?
Yep.
Because we put out a bunch of money in stimulus, right? Now, that doesn't mean the answer is the government to come out and put out a bunch of money and just start printing money like we're going crazy. That's not the answer. But we have the money to do this, clearly. It's a matter of finding an appropriate tax system that balances these things out a little bit. That's the huge driver. But we don't have the political will to do that because, A, corporations and rich people are dominating the lobbying in Washington, and, B, because we have convinced ourselves in this capitalist system that any one of us at any time can become Jeff Bezos rich. And we don't want to limit the ability to do that in any way, shape, or form, because we all have this dream that we're going to hit the Powerball tomorrow and be an instant, you know, kajillionaire. And that's just not realistic. So if we ever operated in realistic terms and actually had a government that was funded for and worked for the people rather than for corporations or very rich people, we'd have a shot. It is solvable. Whether we ever have the political will to do it or not, that's another question.
I don't think it is. I think it's way more than just taxing people more. Way, way more than that. It's inexcusable the way the tax structure benefits the high end. It's inexcusable, right? But we also have to acknowledge that many of those people at the high end are paying 50% of the revenue or 70%, wherever we cut that off. So, because we talk about size of government and do we ever bring things under control in that area? So, yes, these giant businesses that are you know, billions and billions of the very few who are going to touch trillions, you know, yes, that has to be discussed. But what else fundamentally is going to change this? Because it slides different ways during different regimes. It's so hard to see. I mean, here's one texter just wants to suit his or her political narrative and says, take a drive down Franklin and Cedar and look at the tent city. Another failure by our council to address the problem at hand. If this texter thinks it only is happening in that area, they're wrong. And yeah, there is a disparity, city to rural. Absolutely, there is a disparity. But again, it's 4 out of 10 in the rural area. It's not like there's a ton of success there. So we'll get back to it because in the last 3 minutes, the Wolves have made rather dramatic news. Gerson Rosas is done with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Gerson Rosas is out as the president of basketball operations. They're about to start training camp. They have been in the middle of the Ben Simmons conversations. Rosas about to start his third season running this team, and Glenn Taylor putting out a very simple statement. Today, the Minnesota Timberwolves parted ways with president of basketball operations Gerson Rosas. As an organization, we remain committed to building a winning team that our friends and city can be proud of. I have not seen the Woj tweet. Did the Woj tweet add anything other than
no,
that, Adam?
No, it just said that the Timberwolves have parted ways with Gerson Rosas. Dismissed.
It is not a complete surprise. I'll expand on that when we come back. I guess the best way to say this, Adam and Dan, is the Wolves are wolvesing.
Yeah. Wolves gonna wolves.
The Wolves are wolvesing. For those of us who still pay attention, who still are plugged in, this is not a shock. When it was going to happen and why today, I don't know. But for months and months and months, I have been here. I didn't have enough validity to go with it. So I'm not here to say, hey, I told you this, I told you that. I needed a lot more than 4 or 5 people telling me of a great deal of dissension with that front office, and its direction was always a Gerson Rosas. From the people he hired, from skepticism from others within the front office about the operations of Gerson Rosas. I do not believe in any way this is solely on court. You have not done a good enough job. I do not believe this is Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lowry saying, we want someone new. There have been reports of other people wanting to leave for other jobs, and they were denied that. There were reports, well, I shouldn't say reports, there were sources telling me of this. There were sources of a great deal of frustration with Gerson and interactions within that front office and the direction of that front office with him in charge. Let's point out, they fire Tom Thibodeau after they gave him the keys to the franchise, guys. Keys to the franchise, said, you're in charge. By the way, at that point, he was just looking to be a head coach. They hired one of those, God, why am I blanking? What are they called again when you hire this team and you pay them hundreds of thousands of dollars to help you find somebody for the next job?
Search firm?
It's not a search firm, exactly. You hire a search firm, and they paid him an extraordinary amount of money, and guess what the search firm did? Hey, how about you hire the top candidate out here? Never could have thought of that on their own, could they have? So Tibbs was a combination of mismanaging the Jimmy Butler situation, failing in some areas, and also his interaction with the front office and the owner, Glenn Taylor. And then they tried a new approach. This was led by Ethan Kasson and other people either directly inside that organization or individuals they relied on. They interviewed a lot of top candidates. And they decided that Gerson Rosas, who had been in Houston for a long time, was the guy. He had briefly left Houston, went to Dallas, where he had a number of issues with the front office there. They dumped him, like, immediately. Like 4 or 5 months into it, and he went back to Houston. And when Gerson got hired, it was funny. I had people tell me in the league, great hire. And I had others tell me, he's not equipped for the office, too much responsibility for him, and just remember what happened in Dallas. So do I know if anything in particular recently just happened? Because who can blame any Wolves fan, Adam and Dan, and saying, wait a second. You got Carl Anthony Towns. You got Anthony Edwards. You got D'Angelo Russell. You got Jaden McDaniels looking like he might be a find. You just made some other deals. You're in the Ben Simmons sweepstakes in some way. It's September 21st. They got a media day coming up, which we're supposed to be, and they now have just said, President of Basketball Operations, you're gone. So, again, relations within that front office. I know there was a daily grind about it, which has been going on for months and months and months. But what I don't know, Adam, is did something recently just come to light? Did something just happen? Because I do not believe at all this was just Glenn deciding you haven't done a good enough job on the basketball operations side, and that's why you're going. I don't think it's that at all.
Okay. I guess not paying enough close attention, but the Dallas situation, I get, maybe I heard it in the past, but that's brought up. Who keeps hiring these guys?
Your Timberwolves. That's who. That's who.
Honestly.
I mean, my club. Okay. 16 years of my life there. I only left because of Quinton Self. It's the only team. I've been gone almost as long as I was there. It's the only team I still do care. There's a lot of people over there. But when I started hearing this 4 or 5 months ago.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.